Yeah, I mean, we didn't have a lot of plays in the first half just because, you know, we were real poor. You know, I was real poor on third down in terms of finding the right guys. And, you know, we knew this game we were going to have to be patient. You know, it wasn't going to be a game where it was going to be downfield shots all game. It was going to be possessing the ball, and we didn't do that in the first half. We came out, you know, had some completions scattered in here or there in the second half, but ran the ball well throughout the game. You know, it was just a matter of not being on the field in the first half to run it more. But I think our guys up front did a good job in terms of controlling the line of scrimmage. yeah, that like brought me back to the days at Harvard of, you know, the quarterback sweep. You know, they called it, and I was like, sure, you want this? But, yeah, it was good. You know, I was able to kind of skate in there, had some good blocking in front of me. Yeah, you know, I haven't really been able to talk to him since the game has ended, but yeah, it's always tough, you know, to see somebody go down and, you know, with the collision there, shot to the head, whatever, you know, for him to go down and lose the ball, you know, obviously it was a dangerous moment where you know, just hope that he's okay. Yeah, I think, you know, the last 2 weeks we really fed off each other, you know, with us having confidence in the defense and them having confidence in us. And so that's a really big part of being a team and playing like a team, being able to pick each other up. You know, when one unit's not doing well, the other unit picking them up. And, you know, when we get a turnover on defense, being able to punch it in and score a touchdown, or if the defense gets scored on, for us to be out there and to match a drive with some points. So. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it from two different vantage points. I like watching it when I'm on the sideline, you know, watching him on my team, I'll tell you that, because I've been in some games where he's been chasing after me, and it hasn't been as fun, but he's obviously an incredible player, and you kind of run out of things to say about him week after week.
Ryan, Bill said that you guys made key second half adjustments, and he kind of maybe talked to you a little to try and, you know, fine-tune things, but that 17-play, 86-yard drive, whatever it was, that seemed to kind of capture you guys figuring it out.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a matter of not executing what we had going on in the first half. And a lot of that fell on me. And so we came in, we settled everything down, and you know, just made sure we were going to stick to a lot of what we wanted to do. And then some of the adjustments that we made, just make sure everybody's on the same page. And, you know, we came out and did a decent job of controlling the ball. Yeah, it's, you know, the last few weeks have been fun in terms of the way that we've approached each week, the amount of intensity and practice, and the, you know, everybody knows that this is kind of our shot. Each game here, you know, we lose a game and who knows what's going to happen, and so every game is even more important than the last one now. And so, you know, this was a huge one for us, and now we get to, you know, look ahead, and it'll be another big one for us. I think just being able to string two together and kind of what's ahead now, you know, and putting ourselves obviously we're not in perfect shape, but putting ourselves again in a better situation than we were last week. But yeah, it was nice to get a win here, you know, because I believe they didn't beat them last year. So. Yeah, I mean, momentum's a big thing just in terms of, you know, excitement of guys and, you know, confidence and all that stuff. And so being able to string two together, that does mean something, you know, especially when we're sitting at 5-6. You know, to be where we are now, we're closer to the end goal. But, again, we've got a tough opponent next week, and we've got to take care of next week. Yeah, I mean, this was a good – I think it was a sign of maturity maybe for the team, just in terms of everything not being perfect in the first half, and still knowing and having the confidence coming out in the second half that we were going to win the game. We were definitely taking steps in the right direction there.
Brian, you haven't been on this is the first year of the team, but the Texans are number one in Indy. How tough is it to win there, and then how is it a must-win for you guys being two games down?
It's a tough place to play. I think, you know, their fans are great in terms of, how loud the building is and how quiet they are on offense, and they do a real good job of all that stuff. And so there's a lot of other factors going there that we're going to have to control and be on top of. And then you add to that that they've been a really good team over the years. I don't know how much we'll get into the history of never winning there or anything, but I think everybody in the locker room understands how important this game is.
Ryan, take us through the play where you found Griffin, you broke free, and you said when you watched the tape, you told me to cry.
It was just, great protection on the play. It was just kind of waiting for him to clear to get to the spot that I threw it to. I probably could have put more on the ball. He probably could have rolled into the end zone, but at least now I got something to make fun of him about. So,
Ryan, can you talk about how the offensive line did today against a pretty good Jacksonville pass rush?
Yeah, they did a great job. It was real clean all day with the protection, and they've really the last few weeks put it on themselves to play well, to keep quarterback clean, to open up the holes in the running game, and it's been really nice to see the results with them playing so hard and putting the work in.